Oh, we got a show. It's the news. According to me. Oh! Yeah, we got a show. It's Friday. June 14th. 8:12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. 2024. I am your host, who is not a certified much of anything. I'm not a lawyer, not a doctor, and I'm not a financial counselor. But I'm here to talk to you about chai, and I've got chai in my cup. Creamy vanilla chai with Cinnabon creamer. I have a backup cup here this morning. And I've also got a backup cat, apparently. He's really been just wanting all kinds of attention lately. That's our basement cat. We have they've kind of taken up territories, the basement cat down here. And we got the upstairs cat. Anyway, she's milling around down here. So I have a backup cup this morning, which is a Milo's sweet tea, which is okay. Then it's got a little bit of apple cider in there, which actually that turned out pretty good. It's the right amount of sweetness. If you get tea that's too sweet and you put apple cider in it, then it's just overly sweet. That's not refreshing. This is actually refreshing. Milo's sweet tea isn't terribly sweet. It doesn't have a real strong tea flavor to it. And it's just a kind of a bland tea, I guess. And you mix this apple cider with it, it turns out it's pretty good. It kind of takes the bite off of the apple cider, but it just leaves it a little bit, it's a little more refreshing, I guess. Speaking of no one is a blah, blah, blah. Today's show is dedicated but mostly to this Merrick Garland thing. Because I'm just going to go all in after this guy. All of a sudden, I guess my water softener just decided to just kick on all of a sudden. And yes, it's set to go off in the middle of the night, I thought. It's actually one of those two-tank deals that, you know, whenever it needs it, it's like it's after so many gallons, it switches over to the other tank, and then the other tank it runs. And I don't know. It's complicated. It uses a whole lot less salt. I know that. It just meters the salt intake when it runs. And we use a third, maybe a fourth of the salt we used to use with the old water softener. So that's been helpful. So onward and upward, with this issue with Merrick Garland now. And of course, as usual, this stuff, you know, it comes up and then I kind of stew about it. And I realize that, hey, this is really ridiculous. Especially after everything we've been told. Now, keep in mind, we have a former president who was, we were told for years, Russia, Russia, Russia. The guy was a Russian agent. I mean, even before the election, remember back to 2015, 2015, 2016, as Trump, you know, announced his nomination for the election. We had all kinds of things being put out there. And of course, now the left-wing media, they wanted to see Trump win because they thought he was an impossible to lose against candidate. They thought it was a sure win for Hillary to have Donald Trump in there. They were giving him ratings. They were talking about him all the time, how ridiculous this guy was, making fun of him all the time. Had no idea. They're just their MO continuously is to mischaracterize this guy, to twist things that he says, make up stuff that he says, not even halfway is real. Most recent one I just heard this morning was he apparently was in a meeting. The GOP is having their convention in Milwaukee. The Republican Party is having their convention there. And apparently he said something about the crime rate in Milwaukee. He said, well, the crime rate in Milwaukee is terrible. It's horrible. He was talking about the crime rate. And you know how he talks. He's got kind of that New York kind of almost cryptic kind of way he talks sometimes. He's kind of partial sentences. It's a dialect almost in of itself. And apparently he was making these comments. Well, some reporter decided to grasp a hold of this and twist it around once again. If you ask the common leftist who has no idea and doesn't pay attention to anything in the news, there are litmus tests you can do to find out if somebody's actually listening to the news or paying it any attention whatsoever, or if they're just getting their talking points for the day and think that they're educated. It's people like, I don't know, even people that, as high into the political realm who claims he's not, as Bill Maher. Has no idea half the stuff. It's all hearsay. He just hears all this stuff and believes it. There were good people on both sides. They completely omit the former statement that he made one breath before that, saying, I'm not talking about the neo-nationalists or the neo-Nazis and the whatever else it was. I condemn them totally. But then he went into the whole thing of the whole thing with the issue of the statues. There were people who wanted to keep them, people who wanted them gone. There were good people on both sides of that argument. That's what he was talking about. That's what he said. And yet, they twisted it back around to say, oh, he was saying the Nazis and the white supremacists, there were good people on both sides of that. Now, and you can't just discount everything. If there's a white supremacist out there, they've got this issue with this one issue, and people are so quick to just dissolve everything about that person because they're a white supremacist. So everything that person does, if they save a turtle, well, that's just, I don't care. Kill the turtle anyway because it was a white supremacist who saved him. You see, this is where our self-righteousness and our self-righteous judgment starts to crop up. And I'm guilty of this as well. But it's just, this is the part of humanity that we need to recognize or have some self-awareness about. Because we start getting on this high horse, and then we start demanding that other people perform to our standards. Our standards are just as flawed as anything, and we really need to realize and recognize there's only one standard. It is outside of ourselves. The right and wrong that there is, that we will be judged by, is not our opinions. As important as my opinions are, they're not that important. So these people twist around everything that Donald Trump says. And for years, we were told then, of course, after the election, all of a sudden, and Hillary Clinton wasn't the one who came up with this idea of Russia being the agent. There was this came from the deep state. If you really look into where all this came from. However, Hillary Clinton was the one, it was the Clinton campaign that actually paid for the dossier and all the stuff that was going on with Christopher Steele and everything else. What's going on with all this stuff? They paid for that. By the way, Hillary Clinton was the one who started back during her campaign against Barack Obama in 2008. She's the one who came up with the idea that Barack Obama was not born in the United States. The birth certificate issue. That was Hillary Clinton that started that. Donald Trump just took it up as an issue. And yeah, Donald Trump went after that, even back then. But they twist it around. This is what they've done for years. And then we're supposed to believe them after no apologies, no nothing. After every report, every investigation that's ever been done, there's never been anything to prove. And yet there are still people who believe that Donald Trump said you're supposed to drink bleach. That Donald Trump is a Russian agent. Russia, Russia, Russia. That Donald Trump is the favorite for Putin. Putin and Donald are in cahoots. Oh, they had a secret meeting during the... They actually met together with that. And nobody was in there. They wouldn't let the press in. Yeah. That's the way it's always been done. Always been done that way. And then there's this little thing called Fast and Furious. Eric Holder. Where they were selling guns across the border. They were giving guns across the border so that they could make it look like, they made it very clear these guns came from the United States. Their goal was to show that, oh, look, the cartels are getting all their guns from the United States. They're not getting guns from anywhere else. They're getting from the United States. We need gun control here because these guns are leaking over the border and then they're using them against us. Well, that backfired on them big time in a bigly way. And they got caught. And then, of course, the powers that be, the Congress, wanted to subpoena some records, like NARA did with the president, National Archives Registry, wanted to subpoena some records. Eric Holder said, go pound sand. They held him in contempt. Nothing happened. He's still in contempt. Nobody got arrested. Bill Barr apparently was held in contempt by the Democrat-run Congress at the time for not disclosing. And this actually has some... Now, Fast and Furious had no security issues. There wasn't any security issues. It was all to cover up a crime that they committed. Because one of the guns actually ended up being involved in a shooting of one of our Border Patrol agents. One of our Border Patrol agents got shot by one of those guns. And that's when it all came out. Found out how the guns got to where they got. Got to get go where you got to go. Get on the bus. Sorry, Kamala just came in there for a moment. So this all happens, and then guess what? Sorry for the background noise. It's annoying me. It's distracting me, actually. But nobody got arrested. Eric Holder never got arrested. Bill Barr. Actually had, there were issues about something. I can't remember. The Mueller report, the redacted information in the Mueller report. They wanted to know what's the redacted information. We have to know the redacted information. That you got the report. The redacted stuff is there on purpose. And it's not just, now you can talk about sources and methods and agents that need to be protected. This is, and I think it should be unredacted. That's my personal opinion, but they have their reasons for redacting some things. And there are times when you need to redact stuff. I'm not sticking up for Bill Barr at all here because I think Bill Barr is a crook. But he's an establishment person. Let's just put it that way. That all the establishment people are crooks, in my opinion. They're all buying into this establishment crap. The problem we have now is with this whole thing. Now we have another AG, who's being subpoenaed, and he's not complying. Congress wants records. They want the actual audio tape. And Bill Barr claims, or not Bill Barr, I'm sorry, Merrick Garland claims that by divulging this information, it will discredit our justice system, and it will cause people to lose faith in the Well, yeah, because it's probably telling us that what you told us before is a lie. That's why. Sure, you're protecting things. You're protecting the president, for one, for being a bumbling mumblehead. And you're protecting yourself from everyone realizing that you were actually lying in the transcript, that you altered the transcripts. That's the problem right there. That's the issue of the integrity that you're trying to protect. So now they're going after him. Now the sergeant at arms of Congress can go get Merrick Garland and haul him in. I think they should call for a raid of Merrick Garland's properties, his office, everything about him, his house. Just take pictures of his wife's underwear, his kids, go in his kids' room and take note of everything that's in there. Because that's what they did to Donald Trump. They went into Barron's room and took pictures. Melania's room, took pictures. Because that's the way they are. Because, you know, the end justifies the means, and they were just out to scare everybody. And they could use deadly force to do so. They were authorized, and specifically, it wasn't just boilerplate. This wasn't just boilerplate crap about this deadly force thing, the comment that was in the warrant. It may have been there, but there were additional comments about the deadly force. And folks, you don't do that if it happened to be just something that was there. There were things that were specific about Secret Service and engagement with the Secret Service. Now, whether or not they intended on going in there and executing Donald Trump, I don't know. But I know that Donald Trump has some documents, apparently, that they do not want him to have, or they think he has. He probably does have. They don't know where he has them. I guarantee you, he's probably the only one who knows where they are. I guarantee you that. He doesn't give stuff to somebody else to do something. This is a hands-on guy. When it comes to this kind of stuff, he realizes what he's up against now. So it's going to be really interesting to see what ends up happening. Over the next few months. And then what ends up happening if Donald Trump wins the election between the election and the inauguration. Because as Senator Schumer so proudly announced, the intelligence community has six ways of Sunday to get you. How would you know that, Mr. Schumer? They have something on you? I'm sure they do. That's why you're afraid of them. That's why you don't say anything bad about them, except if you came out and said that, probably just shouldn't have said that, probably, should you? Because they're protecting you. I guarantee you they've done the shakedown with Schumer. All these people. So Merrick Garland is out there. I'm sure he's got some skeletons in his closet, some dirty laundry. I guarantee you he does. So we'll see what happens with this. Because, frankly, there's no way, first of all, that he's going to allow anyone to tell him that he has to submit to this subpoena. And all the while we're being told there's no one above the law. No one, no one, no one, no one at all. No, no, there's no one above the law. Not a single person is above the law. Not even the president is above the law. So let's see what the Democrats had to say. About every single subpoena that they sent out. And I keep in mind, some of these subpoenas that some of these people are being arrested for now were issued by a January 6th commission that was unconstitutionally established. If you look at the rules for how they were supposed to set up the committee, they didn't do anything correctly. The whole committee itself was illegal, was phony, was fake. Maybe it wasn't a crime to have the committee. But anything that they did with regard, especially with regard to subpoenas. Now, keep in mind, this Bannon thing was an issue where Bannon was under, this is my understanding of what happened here. It makes logical sense, and it makes logical sense as to why he didn't comply with the subpoena. They subpoenaed Bannon for something, to talk to him or whatever it was. He refused because he was told he had presidential immunity. Okay. So he has presidential immunity. Now, you cannot just waive that. You can't just say, okay, well, I'm going to waive that. I'll go ahead and come in. No, you have to, you're bound by that. That's the law. So he said, if you can get this, when this case is settled on the whole immunity thing, whether or not he falls under presidential, what do they call it? It's not immunity. It's confidentiality or whatever it is. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know these big words. Mens rea and all that stuff. I don't know. So he didn't comply with the subpoena because he said, I can't comply with the subpoena. So they're arresting him and throwing him in jail. Peter Navarro in jail right now. He's now putting Bannon in jail just for a few months up until the election, then he can get out. So he can't have any effect on the election. That's what they want. But I hate to tell you this, but jailing Bannon does affect the election. Going after Trump does affect the election. They're seeing it every day. It's just having the opposite effect of what they wanted. Jailing your political opponents doesn't seem to be working out too well for them. And meanwhile, telling you that we have to put him in jail because he's going to jail his political opponents. AOC is telling us that Donald Trump will probably arrest her, but throw her in jail. Why? Did you do something wrong? What are you saying here? Alexandra? Sandy Cortez? What are you saying here? Are you saying that you should be in prison? Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're worried about? These same people who've been telling us this for years, Donald Trump, twisting every word that comes out of his mouth, telling us he's going to execute Rachel Maddow, thinks she's going to get executed by the president. These are people who are living in fear of some kind of orange man bad monster that they've made up in their head. This is, if these people actually believe this stuff or if they're just saying it as rhetoric and hyperbole, I don't know. I don't understand what their issue is here, but if they really do believe this stuff that they're saying, then they just really need psychological help. They need help, folks. They just need to go find some help. They are making this guy out to be somebody he's not. And unfortunately, in the meantime, they are just off the rails, nuts. And I don't know what more to say about that. I find it tremendously saddening for the, I'm sad for these people. At the same time, it's almost a little bit scary that these people are that ridiculously living in fear. I would rather deal with a person who's, I tell you, if I had to challenge somebody, if someone was challenging me with a gun, I would rather deal with somebody who just has a violent tendency than someone who is actually in fear or who's psychologically scared. There's fear has a way of controlling a person that there's no other. It is extremely powerful emotionally. I can't reason with a person like that. You have to calm them down before you can even start to reason with them, and that's impossible if they got something in their head that's out of whack. If they're just mad at you, that's one thing. Now, sometimes they're mad and fearful. That's a bad combination. Anyway, having said all that, we shall see what happens here with this case. I don't think anything's going to happen. I think that the archive, you know, here's the other issue, that, you know, so much of the time, how many times over the past 5 years, 6 years, seven, 10 years even, has the FBI, oh, sorry, we lost all that evidence. I'm not sure what happened to it. These are the top cops supposedly in the country, and they're also worried about their reputation and their you know, all their integrity. And they lose stuff all the time. Oh, sorry, those were destroyed. Sorry, yeah, we accidentally destroyed all that data. We accidentally pushed the delete button and then hit it with bleach bit, and then we, like, what did I say there? Bleach bit, and then I think I said a bad word in there somewhere. I'm not sure. I have to go back and listen to that. No, maybe it was bleep beach. Okay, that wasn't so bad. I don't know what I said. Don't go back and listen to it. I just not sure what I said. Oh my goodness, I need some sweet tea. Wash that out of my mouth. So I have. They intentionally lose this stuff, like the Hunter Biden laptop. The head of the FBI, is being interviewed by a committee, congressional committee. The question was, where is the laptop right now? Well, I don't know where the laptop. Seriously, you have no idea where it is. Well, I don't know where it is. Well, who's in charge of it? I don't know. Okay. So hopefully somebody knows where it's at. Who would you know that knows where it's at? Well, I don't know. I'll have to get back with you on that. I don't know. This is the kind of stuff that it just, and they're so concerned about their integrity and the confidence the American people have in them. And then they say stuff like, what? I guarantee you can walk into any Walmart, talk to the manager there, and they will know where stuff is kept. Important stuff. Hey, where do you guys keep your important documents? Where do you keep your lost and found stuff? Well, I don't know. You know anybody that does know? I don't know anybody that does know. I don't know. And that's just Walmart. We're not talking about the FBI here. Talking about Walmart. McDonald's. Hey, where do you keep the cups? Ask the manager, where do you keep the... Well, I don't know. I'm not in charge. I don't deal with the cups. I don't know. Who orders the cups? I don't know. I don't know anybody. I don't know. Did you run out of cups? How many cups do you have in stock right now? I don't know. I don't even know where the cups are. I didn't know we had cups here. That's ridiculous. I'm going to play this montage of the Democrats and how they feel about subpoenas. So we'll see here very quickly. I hate it when it does this. So we're going to go with this. I'm going to let this play and see what you think. How this goes. This is courtesy of Liberal Hive Mind.
Do you think people who refuse to comply with congressional subpoenas should be prosecuted by the Justice
Nancy
Department
Pelosi.
And at the end of the day go to jail?
Yes.
When you are subpoenaed to testify in court
Raskin.
Or in Congress, you show up. Period.
Either we are all equal before
Schiff.
The law or none of us is. This is the essence of our democracy.
The rule of law applies to everyone and no one is above that law.
Mr. Bannon stands alone in his complete defiance of our subpoena. That's not acceptable. No one in this country, no matter how wealthy or how powerful, is above the law.
Nobody's above the law.
The law requires you to comply.
No one is above the law.
No one. That's three no ones. Zero someones, except for Merrick Garland. Apparently, they missed that one person who's above the law. And it's Merrick Garland. Doesn't have to comply with a subpoena. And who's going to enforce that subpoena? Well, the justice system, the Justice Department, which is run by Merrick Garland. The man who's above the law. One man living in a land of, who, I don't know, living in the temple of democracy is above the law. In a world where the leftists are crazy and lunatics, this is what we have. Folks, they come out with this stuff and then nobody ever holds them accountable for saying these things and being this way. And it just drives me to the point of just saying, let's just take a bulldozer and just bulldoze the place down. What's the purpose of even having them there anymore? It's just a show. It's just all a bunch of baloney. Somebody needs to go to Congress and just say, you know what? I don't need this job. I don't want this job. I'm just doing this because I'm going to come in here and I'm just going to steamroll over. I don't care. I'm going to tell everybody the way it is. And of course, whenever you do that, of course, there was a young fellow in there recently who went in and started talking about some of the parties that they were having, that he was being invited to. All of a sudden, he was gone. What happened to that guy? Nobody ever followed up on any of that stuff. Oh, no, this isn't happening. No, this isn't true. No, this doesn't happen. Oh, he's got to be. Oh, no, no. Huh. Just seemed a little strange, a little odd that he would just all of a sudden disappear. All of a sudden gets voted out. All the people he's talking about that are doing his crazy, wacky things. Yeah. We'll find out, I guess, one day, won't we, what's going on with all this stuff. So, there you go. There you have it. Yeah. Well, folks, I got to tell you. It's Friday, and I've got stuff to do. We really need to pray. Our nation is a nation of laws based on the rule of law, and that justice is blind. If we lose that, we've lost our society, in my opinion. And I think that we need to really pay attention here to what's happening with our legal and our justice system, the way it's being weaponized on one hand and being controlled and manipulated by people who want to turn criminals loose and not comply with the law when they need to, when they should, when it comes to transparency to the people. Folks, Shabbat Shalom. Have a great weekend. God bless. Take care.